The 2019 Erie County budget reduces property taxes by 2%, the largest decrease since the so-called red budget, green budget era. County Executive Mark Poloncar says more buildings are going up which can be taxed, and that, along with higher-than-expected sales tax collections, has created more revenue to spend while easing the property tax burden.
I would just say this. This is the strongest budget we've had in quite some time with regards to how we've been able to pay for our resources. Not only are we reducing the tax rate, but we are reducing the amount projected to be used from our piggy bank, so to speak. We're cutting it in half. We always project every year that we're going to spend $6 million of fund balance, our piggy bank, to help pay for the budget. This year, we're reducing it in half to $3 million.
Increased spending is marked for libraries, arts and culturals, parks, and ECC. Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu, a longtime political rival of the county executive, puts the credit for economic improvements on President Donald Trump.
The Trump tax cuts are working. More money is in the pockets of our families and not in government. And I believe that is increased spending across the county, which in turn meant more sales tax revenue for the county budget. That's also good for school districts, the NFTA, local governments, because we do share that sales tax revenue.
Meanwhile, Mihailu is critical of the Poloncar's administration for raising spending by $177 million since 2012. Erie County legislators, who received the budget Friday morning, have until December 10th to vote on the spending plan. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.